start with your kind of overall thoughts on this game. It was, I guess, a frustrating one for you guys.
For sure. I think frustrating is a good word for it. The team, you know, we fought like we have done kind of most of the season. The short time I've been here, we've definitely all put in good shifts, work hard. But at the end of the day, it's that quality in the final third, finishing our chances when we do get them, putting teams to bed early, especially, and then being more solid at the back two. I guess the penalties and stuff, it's part of the game, but it's frustrating when you concede them because no one means to give away fouls in the box, of course. And yeah, at the end of the day, the penalties killed us, I think, and it was an uphill battle from there. Yeah.
Today's obviously a tough one, but as I mentioned, you've only been here a few weeks. How have you sort of felt that you've kind of been combining with the team and finding your place in it?
Look, the group and the coaching staff, everyone involved with the football club is a great atmosphere to be in. At the moment, we're in a difficult run. We've had a lot of injuries and things like that, and we're coming off the back end of that. So it's about now finding form towards the latter end of the season and making it difficult for teams, I think, importantly. Look, but as I said, it's a quality group with a lot of good quality players, players with high potential, I think, that can just grow game in, game out in this league. Myself included, and I'm just looking to keep making an impact and keep making it difficult for opposing forwards and midfielders and things like that to score. And I want them to really hate playing against York United. That's my goal, and just to perform week in, week out consistently. So, yeah, but tough result today, as we said, but we'll try and build from here.
Any other questions in the room for Tuss, Robin?
I guess for how they played against Calgary and won, they were on a 13 wins or something like that. You guys were 11 without one or so on. And this was just today as like a setback on your long-term goal, or is this something, maybe you weren't here back in that bad streak, but to say, here we go again, but you don't have that burden. You can just look forward for how well you played last week.
Yeah, for sure. Look, the win against Calvary was a massive step forward. And every loss, I guess, you could take as a setback, but then I guess you could also take as a good learning opportunity. We'll have to go back and look at the footage in the game and understand that at the end of the day, there was moments in the game that can really hurt you. Poor decisions, you know, little bits and pieces that we need to tidy up that can change a whole football match. Sloppy decisions on penalties, giving the ball away in areas that we shouldn't. All things like that, I think, we'll have to look back on. But I don't think it's a major setback for this club. I think we're young, we're hungry, and we're determined. And the win last week showed that. It showed that we have a good group, a quality group, and we'll only go up from here, in my opinion.
Yeah, Wim.
I want to know how you settled in. You started, your debut was set up, you played as a centre-back, and subsequently you've been playing, you know, on the left. You know, how you adjusting to
Yeah, look, the coach has trusted me since I've come in, basically since I've been allowed to play, since I've been allowed to be registered. I've played every minute so far, so that I'm grateful for as well. But at the same time, my position is something that I'm not going to, you know, throw my hands up or complain about or anything like that, because I'm just grateful to be on the park and to help the team. I'm able to play in various different positions and to help out the team. I've come in as a centre-back primarily, but if I need to play on the left-hand side, whether it be in a back three or left-back defensively or anything like that, then I'll do that for the team. And no, I really, really look forward to playing more and more in either position and just developing my game further.
You came here with a lot of expectations after playing, you know, a number of games. You think the league, which is 4 years old, has met your expectations?
Yeah, look, the league's a tough league. You have to fight every single day, every single game and minute, because, you know, if you switch off, then you'll get hurt. You'll concede and you'll slip up. So it's about being every single training day, every single match minute on the ball and be smart, be ready, because the league can hurt you. It's a professional league at the end of the day, and I played in professional leagues before in Australia in the past, a number of games, and I'm trying to use my wealth of experience there to come here, although I'm still young. To try and help the players here, the young boys here who haven't played as much as perhaps I have. That's my goal, to drive this team and just to better everyone around me and make everyone else look good. That's what I'd love to have playing here.
I don't know whether you scan, you know, through the results of the league, but some of the results have been shocking. You know, a team that loses at home goes away and then wins. You know, we shouldn't forget, you know, Atleti playing two games at home and drew. And they are here today and they beat you 3-0. Is it normal or not?
I think, looking positively, I think our goal is now to try and make this ground more of a difficult place to play. Because we went into Calgary last week, into their grounds after the run they had and got a good result, a clean sheet, a very positive performance. But it's about making this place a fortress now. It's your home ground. It's something you have to protect. It's something that the fans should treasure and value, and every team would have to hate to play here. At the moment, I don't feel like that. I don't feel like teams hate coming here. I think they actually thrive off it, and we need to change that script ASAP.
Finally, from me, is this a sort of game that the players will tell the gaffer, you know, we take responsibility for what happened on the pitch, or you guys feel this one of those things?
Yeah, every player has to take responsibility for themselves, because as everyone today on the field made a mistake that they need to improve on, whether it be with the ball, without the ball. A moment in the game for a tackle, for a header, for anything small, talking, you know, the simplest things. I think it's a cop out. It's an excuse to say, you know, or the coach or the this or the physio or the anyone else's problem. It's a big excuse. I think the players should look at themselves real hard tonight, especially, and look back at the game and realize that we all have a lot to work on and we all have a lot to improve on, because this isn't good enough for the fans, for the support staff, everyone around the club. The playing group have to improve, and we know that. But it's positive. We're young. We'll learn off this, and we'll move forward and grow. And I'm looking forward to the future at York United. I think we have a big future and make a big difference in this league, for sure.
Giancarlo.
Also, like, I know it's a short sample size playing with Roger Thompson, Dominic Tatora, and that back three central defensive pairing. But what are your first impressions about him so far?
Yeah, Rog and Zat are quality. They're really, really good to play next to. Two experienced guys, played lots of games, played overseas, played in a number of different systems and clubs. And, you know, they're also great quality individuals too. I think it's important, both leaders on the field, to play alongside them. I'm very lucky to be honest, because it's made my transition here into this team quite seamless. We know the qualities of them two possess. You've seen it for many years in this league, I'm sure, and I count myself quite lucky to play alongside those two, for sure.
Any other questions for Tass? We can let him go. Rob?
Okay, I guess because there's no Zoom.
Yeah.
Let's see, how do you find just your life adjusting to being in Canada now? Like, you never hear Kylie Minogue on the airwaves at all over here. But other things like the food you eat and everything, you can have everything you want, you can Vegemite in certain stores. So,
we're going right through the list of cliches.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, you've got, but you know, just fitting in,
yep.
A place to live in the city, and you can understand everyone rather than somewhere if you're in Europe.
Of course, I think, Toronto is not too dissimilar to Sydney. I'm from Sydney, Australia, and that's. That's something I consider quite lucky, in my opinion. I think the city is very similar. The people, lovely people here in Toronto, and the culture. The football culture is quite honestly stronger than I actually expected it to be. You know, with no disrespect whatsoever, I didn't know too much of the league and about the league and the teams. I've been really pleasantly surprised by the attitudes and the ambition for a lot of the players and the teams in this league. But yeah, going back to the cliches, I'm going to miss my Vegemite, so I'll try and get Mum to send some over soon. That'll be good. I'm loving Toronto. The weather's been great and the people are great, and just looking to kick on now. Better results on the field made me a lot happier off it, I think.
I'd like to hear what his response is when it's minus 26 in the middle of January next year.
You said this is nice weather. You know,
we had threats of storms.
This is like Australia.
You can't give it a couple of months.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Maybe when the season's over, I'll head home, Dora.
thanks for your time.
Thank you. Yeah. Cheers. Appreciate it, guys.
Okay, guys.
Yeah. Let's maybe start with kind of the overall thoughts. It seems like a frustrating one again.
Yeah, very. We talked all the week about our mentality. That need that same mentality, the same energy that we had on Tuesday. Plenty of time to recover, and we came out real slow. It was, we were trying to encourage the guys to get on and press. We were real quiet and real slow. Gifted them a penalty, bad touch, and a soft penalty. And then you're under pressure, right? So it was just slow and sloppy, I thought, to start, and then, yes, I think the second goal killed us. It was offside, but it's still a bad goal to give away. You can't rely on someone else to make a call. It was, you can complain that it was offside all day, but if you don't, it was a play that we should have stopped anyways.
When you have, kind of moments where you are playing better, you're getting into the second, third, but then you concede again, it's going to be kind of deflating that you can't maybe build up momentum.
Yeah, and it was, we got into good areas. We didn't have the quality first half. I thought we did well. The start of the second half, almost lost my voice at halftime, but, they came out, got a reaction. I thought we were quite good. And then, to give away another penalty, a sloppy penalty, in my opinion. I haven't looked at that one again, but it hurts. We talked about stopping them in transition. It was a big key for us. And, all three goals, especially the first two, were in transition. We switched off on a throw-in in the first one and then didn't clear our lines. And then second one, talked about not squeezing balls centrally. We play a bad pass centrally and they're off on the go. So, frustrating when, we don't do what we've trained and then, give away some sloppy goals.
Questions for Quincy?
Yeah, I guess so. playing in Calgary and getting the win, which was a surprise because they won such a long run, but before that you weren't doing so well. And so how do you change today's game from reverting to that way back versus how well you did on Tuesday looking forward?
That's a million-dollar question. Because we felt after that performance on Tuesday and what we talked about and everything we built, we were looking for a strong reaction today and didn't get it. So, it's tough having, arguably our two biggest talkers and leaders on the pitch out. Jordan and Isaiah are our most vocal players. And, we need that vocality in our team because we're quite quiet when they're not playing. So, more so they're, the way they can drive a team on, we missed. Today I felt we were very quiet today. And, not enough leadership in the group today, I think, to drive the team forward.
And I guess that's important, the discipline problem. There were injuries earlier in the year.
Mm-hmm.
It was always discipline. And so now it's like guys are piling up, not just the first four cards, but the next four makes eight, and then they're missing two games. And so today you're missing, two guys.
One for a red, one for eight cards. So,
yeah.
We've talked about it a lot, especially the silly ones for either kicking a ball away or just arguing with the ref. They're just, it's pointless. You're not going to win the argument with the ref. You can say your piece and get on with the game. The refs will deal with that, but if you keep after them, the ref's going to give you a card, and rightfully so. You're not going to win an argument. You don't want to make the ref look bad, so tell them your thoughts and get on with the game, and they'll accept that if you get on with the game. So it was, those silly cards they're hurting us now in some instances. So, and we've been talking about it since the start of the season, since early doors. So it's habits that we're trying to break in some guys.
Thank you.
Any other questions in the room?
When Taz came in, he said the players shouldn't, lean and say we need to punch up a little bit because they didn't deliver on the pitch. Is that what they told you in the locker room about today?
I haven't talked to them. They had an autograph session after the game, so yeah, it's I think not enough guys were at their best today, and we tried to freshen up a little bit and get some fresh legs in there. Not many performances were of the standard we needed to win, for whatever reason, but you know, we had all the information. We've played the team close three times this year, and they've all been three draws against them this year and really close games. For whatever reason, today we just didn't show up for large parts of the first half, which is frustrating because we put in all the work, and the way they train, you think they're going to come out flying because we trained really well this week, and then especially after that win, and we've got to find a way to get this group flying from the start. When we do that, we've been good, and when we don't, you get results like today.
Testing yourself, are you trying to look at some different means of trying to get the best out of these guys? Because you know, the first sign of quality is consistency.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have it to see.
No, yeah, and that's the hard bit, because I felt up to the Whitecaps game, we had a lot of consistency in our performance as far as very good defensively, we were solid, we weren't giving away many goals, and you know, since the Whitecaps game, I think we're averaging, if you take the Calgary game out of it, we're almost shifting two or three goals a game, so it's not good enough to win games, so it's very frustrating. We're going to have to look how we can improve on today's performance. We've got a couple of tough road games coming up, and we need results. It's desperation time now, and it was today. I felt we put that through to the players that it's still there, but we got to knock off a number of wins now. We got to get on a roll if they want a chance to hit the playoffs.
Roman Pratt has played a lot of minutes since arriving here. What are your impressions about the way he's conducted himself off the field and also his play on the field?
Yeah, I mean, tough for an 18-year-old kid, I guess, to be thrown in. But he puts in a shift. He works real hard. He gives you everything he has every time he steps on the pitch. He's got really good quality and work rate. So he's been great off the pitch. He works hard in training. He's put in some good performances. Yeah, he's got stuff to learn. A little bit naive in his game, and maybe use his body a little bit better at times. But he's been fantastic. Great kid. I think he has a bright future.
Okay, guys, leave it there. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys.